Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's get to Take-A-Mania. Seth is on a kick where he's been sending me a few Family Guy clips that are hilarious. I feel like you need to make this a daily thing for me. I want to go on this daily comedy ride with you.
30 seconds of warped thinking to get you into the right frame of mind.
That's a good method, man. I like that a lot. All right, let's get to Take-A-Mania here. We do it every Friday at top of the 9 o'clock hour. We have a champion. We've been doing this since February. A champion who had the worst take, in this case, a week ago. We've had some champions hold on to the belt for many, many weeks. Kendrick Perkins dethroned, I forget who the champion was that he dethroned last week, but he won.
It was Perloff, I believe.
It was Perloff, that's right, Perloff.
We did.
The second longest reigning champion behind Cataldi, yeah.
The reason we chose Perkins to dethrone him was because Perkins' take was that if, who was it? Which, if somebody left.
Devin Booker, we've got
Devin
it right
Booker
here,
left, yeah. Oh, that's right, we'll play it.
Yeah, we'll play
basically,
it
was because it was... it was an indication of how far we've strayed from like what we should care about in sports. Yeah, that somehow the individual's desire for glory trumps any kind of loyalty to the team whatsoever.
Here was Kendrick Perkins last week talking about Devin Booker and the decision Booker needs to make fairly soon about whether he wants to remain a Sun, a Phoenix Sun, or get traded to a contender.
Not only trading KD, but trading Devin Booker. And this is going to tell me a lot about Devin Booker. Here's why. He has been activated. You know why? Because he's 28 going on 29. So that means Udeke, Shanae, Malik, he's what? He's just starting his prime. His prime has been activated. This team is not going nowhere. This team ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. They're not even going to be a top six seed in the West. I don't care who they trade for. Right now, and I'm just going off of right now. The Mavs, Lakers, Nuggets.
OKC,
Minnesota, that's five.
Houston,
that's six. And we can really keep going. So, Devin Booker, I don't want to ever get to the point where I look at him and call him a loser. But if he come in a mind, if he comes to a place where he's okay with being there and not leveling up to go to an organization where you actually could compete for a championship and you ready to just stay there, basically for another rebuild, I got a problem with that.
Is this one of those takes that ages even worse and worse the more you hear it?
Well, especially if Phoenix does, you know, turn it around somehow or whatever.
Oh, down the road, yeah.
It does. No, it 100% does. Because for one, plus 28 is about the peak age for NBA players. Yeah. I know there's a lot of exceptions to that, but on average, like 28's the peak. You can still be really, really, really good after that. But it's not like he's just entering his peak. But right. So that's neither here nor there. Yeah, like him. It'd be one thing to say, like, hey, man, Devin Booker needs to do what he needs to do and he should go elsewhere, whatever. But he's flat out implying that he's a loser if he decides to stay with the team he's on.
He used that exact word. You're not putting words in his mouth. He said the word loser, yes.
Like, the disconnect between how he feels and, like, 99% of NBA fans when you ask, hey, would you like your one of your star players to stick around for a rebuild? Hell yes, that's exactly the kind of guy you want.
Exactly.
You know, Freddie Freeman with the Braves was the prime example. He stuck around and ultimately ended up winning a World Series.
Yep.
It's like, are we completely... It's one thing if you think guys should just go ahead and go for, but you're going to call a guy a loser because he wants to stick around
for
the long haul?
That drafted
him. This is a guy in Kendrick Perkins who a week earlier was saying that only guys who were married with children who had some kind of stability in their lives could be seen as the face of the league.
Yep.
But also, you got to get out of there ASAP. You see a better look at... I mean, that's like saying, yeah, you should be married with kids, but if you see a better option, dump that trash.
Yeah. You should be married in your home life, but divorce everything in your professional life. That's
a
great
that.
Point.
I hate that. So much.
I love the juxtaposition of that Perkins take with what you did with the one about the married with kids. That's outstanding.
Yeah, stability coupled with run as soon as it's difficult.
Yeah,
run.
Yeah. All right. So let's see here. We've got the challengers. I'm going to start with Stephen A. Smith. This is one we played yesterday. This is Stephen A. Smith campaigning for Mark Jackson, former New York Knick, longtime broadcaster, most importantly, former head coach of the Golden State Warriors just before Steve Kerr took over and started winning titles almost every year. Here's Stephen A. Smith saying the Knicks must call Mark Jackson.
Why don't you place a call to Mark Jackson? Why don't you place a call to a guy that coached in Golden State that set the table for Steve Kerr to capitalize off of and look like the second coming of Phil Jackson and Greg Popovich and these guys? Why don't you call a Mark Jackson, okay, who starred Bishop Laughlin, who starred at St. John's, who's a rookie of the year for the New York Knicks, who proved he could coach on a big-time level in the NBA. How about calling him? Because I can assure you the city of New York will stand up and support and applaud that brother coming home and resurrecting his career as a coach for the New York Knicks. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is you know what this is? This is an amped up version of the drumbeat to hire Kenny Smith for the Rockets, I think.
Oh, back in the day, like,
you know, to the appeal to the previous glory and all of that.
Fans will love it.
I think he went a little too far in crediting Mark Jackson for crediting Mark Jackson for winning all those championships.
Yeah, no, Steve Kerr was riding his coattails, basically. Yeah, that's my issue. You're the judge.
That's my issue
with the take is like, come on, man. Like, Mark Jackson did some good things in Golden State, but to act like Steve Kerr was, you know, drafting off of him or something like that.
This is what I've done with Stephen A. Smith, I've realized, during Takeomania. I almost judge him based on the kernel of the idea, because if the kernel of the idea makes some sense, he then just stacks like, you know, nine levels of hyperbole on top of it. But I look at the kernel of it and I think, well, you know what? It makes as much sense as anything else they've done in this search. I have a lot of objections to thinking that all he is saying is at least give him a call.
Yeah.
Like, and talk to him. He's only had one coaching stint.
Yeah.
And it was
12 years
stint,
ago or whatever.
But he's shown no interest in coaching other than that. So, like, I disagree with the take, and yet, no, it does not displace the notion that abandoning anything that's difficult is the only thing to do or you're a loser.
All right. Yes. So here we go.
Can he do it? Connor!
Kendrick Perkins kicks out. Stephen A. Smith, you are not the champion. All right, next one up, Magic Johnson. He was actually on First Take, sitting across the table from Stephen A. Smith, and had this plea to Luka Doncic.
Luka, it's great what you did in Dallas, but the difference is in Los Angeles, we expect championships, and we expect our superstars to lead us to a championship. LeBron has already did that. Now we want Luka to do the same thing.
Okay. I'll tell you my issue with this take, Seth, before you put it through the Seth Payne filter. The notion that the Lakers we expect to win championships, or however he put it, I think you're not the only team that has a mentality of going into a season. This notion with some of these blue blood teams that they're the only one, that their level of want to is just so superior to everybody else's.
There are
trash teams that I don't think are in it as much as some other teams. But this notion that we are different than the other really good teams around the league is just so silly to me. Magic.
Yeah, and that somehow that their attitude is that, you know, like, we're only in it for the championships, and of course that this is why it's annoying.
Yeah.
With Magic Johnson, it's difficult because the bar is so low for my expectations that I don't know, you'd have to go really low with some of his takes. The LA Lakers part of it really is genuinely annoying when you get their what they've done in the last decade. Sorry, credit for your bubbles championship and
right,
what have you.
Right. Oh, we'll get to that. That's coming up next year, the bubble championship. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't dethrone Kendrick.
No,
Perkins.
It definitely does not. I'm with you on that one.
Can he do it? Cover!
Oh, Magic Johnson kick. Kendrick Perkins kicks out of Magic Johnson's finisher. All right, speaking of the bubble, this was LeBron James on Steve Nash's podcast. This annoyed me. LeBron James talking about how the bubble in 2020, the COVID bubble that they played in down in Orlando, where nobody was allowed in, it was just the players, and it was at the height of COVID. They had hotels at Disney that they were staying in. Nobody was allowed in. Security super tight. LeBron James saying that was the purest form of basketball.
I agree with a lot of people say when it's the purest form of hoops, like it was strictly basketball. Of all my championships I've won, that level of focus, like how long can you maintain your focus in order to get the job done? Because you have all the reasons if you want to get out of focus because you're so accustomed to a certain lifestyle that you like, the hell with this. Like, I don't want to do this. Like, why am I here? Like, I don't want to be a part of this. Like, this is not what, you know, I can't get a certain meal. I can't do this. I can't see my family. I can't lock in on, like, and you can very easily get out of why you're there.
Here's my issue. My issue.
I know what
this.
Your issue is. Because the Colonel is good in this one.
Yeah.
There's evidence to show that, like the player movement stats and everything, it was fast, it was aggressive, guys were putting out. I know what your issue is.
My issue with this is if they didn't win the championship, he would have been complaining about the COVID bubble.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going with it.
That's my issue with this.
He would have been complaining about it.
LeBron, if somehow they had lost in the COVID bubble, it would not have been the purest form of hoops.
Okay, I wonder about that. Because I agree with the Colonel of this, because it did. It showed up. I mean, it was.
I think it's a terrible take, actually. I'm just annoyed by it.
Guys are running faster and playing harder and all of that. I don't like this notion that somehow when put in a situation where all you can do is focus on your family and basketball, that somehow it's going to be easy to get distracted. Like, no, you've physically eliminated distraction.
Right. That part made no sense. Yeah.
And they're like, and doing so, he's making NBA players sound like the softest people on earth. Like, I can't get the meal that I want.
Yeah.
I'm torn on this one. You and I dislike it for different reasons. Yeah. It bothers me that when he was put into a literal, like not a literal bubble, but a bubble where all of those other potential distractions that people would care about are outside. And you've got nothing to focus on but your family and basketball, and somehow that was the challenge. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, he said that you can really get defocused. It was really he was saying we could get defocused by complaining about everything.
Right, and you're right. You're right is that because what he's doing is classic LeBron thing. He's making it look like we were the ones that overcame all those challenges.
Yes.
We were the ones that were able to overcome. Okay. This one dethrones Kendrick.
Really?
By virtue of being quintessential LeBron.
Okay,
yes.
This is okay. We need the pin. Yeah. Wow! Take that.
That was a surprise one, man.
That is
I didn't think it was going to happen.
Champion. Yeah.
He flipped Kendrick Perkins over on his back right as the referee. LeBron was on his back. Yeah. And he was about, and then he just flipped it.
It's appropriate. I got my Jey Uso shirt on today. Jey Uso, surprise champion for a lot of people. We're going to sit here and yeet for a little while. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Because LeBron was the guy who was able to overcome the challenge of not getting a really good steak from the steakhouse he prefers.
Yeah, I hated that part, too.
He was able to focus in. He was able to focus in on not being able to go out to the club or whatever it might be. Like, okay.
So LeBron is the new champion, but he's got to get through Mad Dog Russo saying, do you have one more thing?
No, and because opposite of Stephen A. Smith, he took a kernel that I kind of agreed with and completely destroyed the kernel. It was the unpopped kernel at the bottom of the popcorn machine.
Mad Dog saying, SGA, not a superstar.
Like, what tier are we talking?
Well, let's go superstar. It's easy.
Okay.
Giannis is a superstar.
Yes.
Yep.
Luka,
we can do this in real time.
Jokic
is
a superstar.
Yes.
Luka is a superstar. That's three.
SGA?
No, absolutely not. Not a superstar. Not yet.
What?
Well, he's got to win a championship first.
Luka hasn't.
Well, Luka hasn't won a championship. He just carried him a superstar.
Luka carried that champ. Luka's a superstar.
What's that CA doing?
A superstar?
What? He's averaging 30 almost on 50, 40, 90. He was in MVP voting twice.
Anybody buying tickets to see superstar Luka play in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. I don't even know. He wins. 100% he wins.
LeBron is the shortest reigning champion of all time. It's like Colin, it's like Mad Dog had the Money in the Bank briefcase
exactly.
And came and cashed it in.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. It's incredible.
Well, you were shut down so immediately.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. I didn't see this one, but to hear it, you can see the brains wheeling. He's not a superstar, hasn't won a championship.
And Luka.
Luka hasn't won a championship.
Oops. That was Jay Williams who came with the actual
good job,
facts
Jay Williams.
For Mad
oh my
Dog
God.
There. That's great. People texting in, Jay Uso goes down. Ex-champion LeBron was Jay Uso, man.
What are your favorite primary colors? Red, because yellow's not a primary color. Actually, yellow is a primary color.
Yeah, right.
Well, but it doesn't. What does it actually do for you?
It doesn't buy tickets to Atlanta. All right.
Very few teams. No championship team has ever had a yellow as their favorite jersey color.
Dude,
the Steelers won a bunch of championships.
I love how he pivoted to all of a sudden it went from like accomplishment to ticket sales. Is anybody buying tickets to see SGA in Atlanta?
That was such
good try, Mad Dog.
Shut down.
Oh, it was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. All right, Mad Dog. I don't know that Mad Dog's been in several Take a Manias. I think this is his first reign on top.
Hard time with Mad Dog because I feel a lot of it's contrived. I think that he's trying to play the role of grumpy old man there, but you got to like put up some kind of a fight, you feeble old bastard.
Yeah. All right, we didn't get to the bonus feature. We'll get to that in the next segment. We have a Take a Mania bonus. I actually feel sorry for a coach that we should not feel sorry for at all. We'll hear from Nick Caserio as well. Nick Caserio was on with us yesterday on Thursday. You can go back and get that on the podcast, on the Payne and Pendergast podcast on the Odyssey app. C.J. Stroud having more control of the offense. How big is that going to be? What's that transition for C.J. going to look like? We'll get to that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I'm exceedingly happy with that Take-A-Mania. That exceeded my expectations. I looked at that list of challengers. I'm like, man, I don't know. Perk might hold this thing for at least another week. And not only did Perk get dethroned by LeBron, LeBron turned around and got money in the bank by Mad Dog and got beat one take later by Mad Dog Russo.
Well, and you talked about, and you and I didn't even really agree on the reasons we didn't like LeBron's take, but you swayed me because you showed me an angle to it that I hadn't considered.
Yeah.
So once I actually listened, but then Mad Dog just got destroyed.
He did.
He destroyed in the competition by having, sometimes we still have listeners that don't quite understand the way that segment works.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we'll have somebody win, and then I'll get people DMing me about why, no, in fact, that was a really bad take, Seth. I'm like, yes, I know. It won because it was such a bad take.
That's why
everything you're saying is 100% true. That's why it won. Yes.
Take-A-Mania is an ironic name to that segment. Yes, absolutely.
It's like being an award for being the most vicious criminal. You know,
right.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer wins a lot of competitions.
He said that guy's kind of mean.
Tournament.
He's kind of mean, yeah. Seth. Yeah,
Seth, I don't think you realize that Jeffrey Dahmer killed a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah. And then ate them.
Hey, real quick. Good series on Netflix, by the way. Disturbing, but good. The Dahmer series. Andy Reid. Okay, this one more bonus follow-up on Take-A-Mania. Andy Reid, if you recall, Angelo Cataldi was the Take-A-Mania champ for 8 weeks. And we're going to play his take. If you listen to this show, you've heard it. He trashed Andy Reid the day after the Chiefs got blown out by the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Trashed him. Called him the biggest fraud in all of sports. Just 2 years before that, Angelo Cataldi retired from WIP, and Andy Reid made this really nice video for him.
Angelo Cataldi, this is your alter ego talking to you. Doggone it. What a sensible thing you're doing in retiring. Listen, I actually miss you. Isn't that a sad deal? Man alive. Great years that you put in there, and your stick was something really special. I know you're a very intelligent guy, and it took a lot of work to do that. But you know, to have the number of people tune in and listen to you is spectacular. Not done in many cities, my man. Best of luck. Enjoy every day of it. Enjoy every day of it. They go fast, I'm sure. So, anyways, take care, my man.
Okay, and then keep in mind, this is on the heels of what the two, when Reid was in Philadelphia, the two had a very combative relationship. As Cataldi probably has with a lot of people. That's
right,
Philly radio.
Right.
That's the genesis.
I don't think Reid was trying to do this, but kind of, it was almost like, hey, of all the drug pushers out there, you're the best at doing what you do. The requirements for, you know, convincing 16-year-olds to try drugs for the first time.
Yeah.
You're the best at it.
There were little things. Calling it shtick, I thought
shtick,
was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That might
hurt a little bit. But overall, I thought the tone of it was fairly reverential and respectful, especially towards the end. Like, hey, enjoy it, my man. Like, I saw that video. I'm like, man. Okay, like that's Andy Reid did that. And then 2 years later, after Andy Reid gets blown out in the Super Bowl, Cataldi goes on a podcast and says this.
Let me let your audience in on a little secret, all right? Because most of the country will argue this to the death. Andy Reid is way overrated as a coach, all right? Andy Reid was in Philadelphia 14 years. He won zero championships. Doug Peterson was here 5. He won one. Nick Sirianni's been here 4. He won one. The only reason Andy Reid was winning big games in KC was because he had this mastermind, Mahomes, making up plays on the run and doing brilliant stuff. The only reason Mahomes didn't do that yesterday is he had no time to do it. And Andy Reid could not figure out a way to give him time to do it. And the truth is, Mahomes is a stud. Mahomes is a great player despite yesterday. Zach, no argument. Reed, the all-time fraud of American sports.
That's a nice,
is Andy Reid.
Nice video for you a couple years ago in your retirement.
Yeah. And you're in retirement now. Yeah. Like, there's no need. It was one thing. It's man, if you're still on, if you were still an active Philadelphia sports radio host, it would still be a bad take. Because he did go to four straight NFC championships.
Yeah, he was a okay? good coach in
with Donovan McNabb. Yeah. All right, hey, Angelo. Yeah, news alert. It helps to have Pat Mahomes instead of Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Like, do you not get any credit for going to four straight NFC championship games with Donovan McNabb?
Unbelievable, man. Yeah.
All-time fraud.
Felt a little mean to me after.
That's just a reminder in life that not all jobs are, the requirements of all jobs are not to be a hell of a swell fellow.
That's true.
To be really good at it.
Especially in Philly. Like, yeah.
Yeah, the longer you live, the more you realize, like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of super successful people that are just downright, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No,
not the way I'd want to live my life.
Cataldi is one of them, yeah. All right, so there you go. There's our Take-A-Mania stuff is done for the day. If you missed it, new champion, two new champions. We had two crownings going on in the Take-A-Mania. You got to go back and listen to it on the Odyssey Rewind or on the podcast. Here was Nick Caserio. Speaking of the podcast, he was on with us yesterday, had a nice 40-minute chat with the Texans GM, and here he is talking about the element of control that C.J. Stroud is going to have and him growing into this role with the Texans offense this year.
Yeah, it's always a process, so it's never anything happens overnight. So once you learn the kind of the terminology and the vernacular, that's step one. Step two is it's really about the communication mechanism. So who helps drive the communication? Sometimes it's the center. He handles all the communication. There's other systems where the quarterback sets the protection system, makes the mic identification, and then the communication kind of goes top down, and then the line gets it distributed inside out. So it's some combination. The most important thing is, are you seeing it the same way? Is the offensive line seeing it the same way as a quarterback is seeing it, and vice versa? And then it's understanding like where your issues or where your problems are, and then what's the solution? So, and it takes time. You have to immerse yourself in film. You have to immerse yourself in meetings. You have to go on the field and do it. And there's going to be probably a little bit of a trial and error that takes place. In the case of CJ, he was able to handle the run game. The mic identification is a part of that. So he was a part of all the group run installations. He was on the field in the run periods. So getting the blockers distributed right, who's the mic? Where's the force? Do we have to motion the guy across to get him in proximity where he can block that area? So there's plenty of work that you can get done.
That made me feel better about the time CJ missed in OTAs.
There was a lot of mental work doing. Yeah. And obviously, there's no replacement to just actually be the guy calling the shots and everything, but he could watch and observe. So just to filter through some of the terminology there, whenever you see a quarterback go up and identify the mic, what that basically does is it splits the defense in half. And it's so everybody who's blocking knows that from the center to the left, these are my guys from the mic to the left, from the mic to the right. These are my guys. And it's not, you hear some quarterbacks who are played in systems where the center does all that. And they'll say, I don't know why they make such a big deal out of this mic call. All you're doing is pointing out who Brian Urlacher is or whatever. Like, no, because the mic isn't always the mic.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a safety. Sometimes it's if you're in a system where the quarterback is controlling it, he's going up and he's identifying who on this given look, who the mic is.
Yeah.
And the beauty of, so there's two thought processes. When you have the center do it, it takes a lot of the mental load out of off of the quarterback. And, the quarterback can focus on very specific things. When you have the quarterback do it, a couple things, it's to the advantage if your quarterback does it well, is A, the quarterback just simply has a better purview of everything. He can see the wide receiver, he can see the DBs and how they're aligned, he can see the safeties, he can see the whole picture a whole lot better. And then ideally, your quarterback just has a better grasp of everything in the passing game and in the run game, and can do things that the center just can't do because he can't see it, or he's just not in the same position. It's just, it's a lot, and it takes a lot of bandwidth to do all that. So there is a learning curve, and it might be like, this is where you can't panic if it looks kind of sticky at first with CJ doing it. It's not an IQ test. It's a matter of repetition and seeing it and doing it over and over and over again. And I think a lot of Texans fans are justifiably happy that they're going this route, because CJ is, I think, going to be very good at that.
I do too.
But this will be the first time he's doing it in the NFL. So, they're in my mind, you got to be ready for a little bit of a learning curve.
Yeah, you just answered my next question. I was going to ask you, what's your optimism level about CJ? Like once he gets to fully activated, however long that takes, it might take multiple years to get to what the peak looks like. It did for Brady. Like, what's your optimism level that a fully activated CJ Stroud thrives in this offense?
I think he'll really thrive. Yeah. And the real challenge is just in Kaylee figuring out how to go by it piecemeal, one brick at a time.
Yep.
Like, okay, what can we handle now? What do we want to do next? All of that.
Yep.
I mean, when you look at Brady, one of the things that he was so good at, I remember talking to Wade Phillips about this, was Wade said it was just there was nobody closer to Brady when it came to identifying what you were trying to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is, again, stuff that the center can't really see or control because the hard count is very, very valuable. And the quarterback wants to be able to run a hard count and see, all right, who flinches. The play clock is very, very valuable. When we would play against Peyton Manning, Vic Fangio was very – like he knew how – Manning operated. He'd been with him going back to his boyhood days, like when you know, because Fangio was in New Orleans when Archie Manning was the quarterback.
Yeah, like that's right.
So like he knew Peyton for a long time. But one of the things with Peyton is he uses the play clock so well. So the test as a defense is as that play clock is winding down and you're starting to get a little antsy, Peyton's watching to see which guys are starting to maybe like bail out of their stance, like a safety's up at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
But he's getting a little agitated, and he takes one little micro movement backwards, and he's got you.
Yeah.
He's got you. You know, like all those things, it takes a lot of nuance, and it takes a lot of time and reps in doing it. But Brady and Manning were just like master chess players when it came to that stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah, the whole thing, you know, you talk to quarterbacks, and this is the one thing. I remember I was talking to Sage Rosenfels about this. You know, Sage did the absolute most with what he could do with his skills because he was a smart guy.
Sure.
There's always a tell. Yeah. Every single defense has a tell. Somebody's given something away somewhere. There's one guy has his foot up a little bit or whatever. The problem is there's only so much time to take it all in.
Yeah.
So the challenge is, you know, A, having a lot of time at the line of scrimmage with the Texans, which the Texans never had last year.
Yeah.
And then B, how much can your quarterback process and like, I'm going to do something to bait this safety into showing me what he's going to do, but also I've only got 15 seconds to do it, and then I might have to send somebody in motion afterwards. So it's like you're spinning a lot of plates while you're also trying to play football.
Yeah.
So it takes some time to figure out how to spin all those plates at once. You don't learn how to juggle the first attempt.
On the defenses you played on, was the tell a majority of the time like the same couple of guys? Like, was it?
Oh, yeah. Versus Peyton, I was the worst, man. Versus Peyton, this is how it would go. For one, you're in your stance forever. You're sitting in there and you're in your stance. There's like 20 seconds on the play clock and he's going to use all 20 of them. And then if you had a blitz call, this was the worst. You have a blitz call. Let's say the blitz is coming from the left and he hard counts. And all of a sudden, he's like, yep, check.
Yeah.
Like, and he's switching the protection up, changing the play call, and you're like, damn it, you bastard. I know exactly who showed. That's why I get, and that's one reason, honestly, where a lot of linebackers you watch when they blitz, the guys who have the patience to just stay in their alignment and then blitz from deep, you can get to the quarterback a lot faster blitzing from deep at times than when you start getting antsy and you start coming up and trying to jump. Because those guys will think, well, yeah, but sometimes I'm sugaring and I'm actually going to drop into coverage.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you think, except you don't do a good enough job of it.
Yeah.
And that quarterback knows that when you're sugaring, it looks different.
Sugaring.
And it just, yeah. Yeah, it's, and then some of the stuff, when it comes with film study, the really cool thing is, and I'll say from a defensive lineman's perspective, you don't operate at nearly the level, obviously, of a quarterback,
yep.
But there's some things that just by virtue of watching film over and over and over again, you might not even you don't know for sure, and then you get in the game and you see it in real time, and you're like, okay, yep, that's I know when this offensive lineman is pass setting.
Yeah.
I know when he's firing off. Like, there's just something that's a little like in
well, that's your, gotta be a cool feeling.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a meal ticket. It's a free buffet.
Yes.
You end up getting so many extra plays made just because there's some little thing you picked up on.
And nobody's telling him about it right now. He's doing it again and again and again.
Right. Yeah. So that's why I get so PO'd when guys after games, we'll be like, well, you know, we knew that when, we knew when they line up in this formation and this guy has his inside foot up that we know exactly what's going on. Like, why are you saying this out loud?
No kidding, man. Yeah.
Steve Hutchinson, Hall of Fame offensive lineman, he had to tell his entire career. And it was kind of like whispered about in circles and everything. I mean, he was so good that it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But it was just, well, you would never tell that out loud.
No.
You would never divulge that to the public.
No. God, that is great. All right. Yeah. Final segment coming up. We've got three watches going on this weekend here. We're going to get you set up for the weekend. We've got a little Astros Twins coming to town. But we got a few things we're keeping an eye on, and we'll be keeping an eye on these things all day long today and all weekend long here at Sports Radio 610. We'll tell you what they are. We'll find out what the guys on In the Loop got going on next as well. Stay there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
Pain and Pendergast with you on a Friday. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop in just a second, find out what they've got going on. So as we outro this week here, Seth, the things we're keeping an eye on here, I would imagine as a station we're keeping an eye on them, and certainly I got the push notifications ready to go. Okay. And I'm curious if you think what do you think we hear on these particular items that we've got going on in Houston sports? You've said earlier you don't think we see much at all or hear much at all on the Jimmy Ward situation.
I think, yeah, with Jimmy Ward, and like we don't know hardly anything about the situation whatsoever. So I'm guessing we'll get maybe a statement from his attorney, but it's not going to be, I don't think it'll be like an on the attack type statement or anything, yep. Given that, it's a bad situation.
Yeah.
Whichever way you look at it, however it ends up going on, it's sad and unfortunate. So we'll find out more about that, but I'm guessing it'll be radio silence from other than maybe an official statement.
I think the only thing that we have the potential of hearing is something from Jimmy Ward's side, like his lawyer, not Jimmy Ward himself, but a statement from his lawyer.
Yeah.
Especially if he thinks that, especially if he feels like he's innocent, if he feels like
he's innocent. Yeah. I think that it's probably, I'm basing this just purely on my gut feel of like, the way Jimmy Ward operates and everything, that it's probably going to be like very legal and not necessarily, sometimes the statements will just go on the attack.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't think that he would make that. And that's sometimes a misstep in the terms of PR and everything. And I don't think he would do that.
Yeah. So that's
like, even if you do feel that you're genuinely 100% innocent, you got to be careful in the initial stages here.
For sure. So that's Jimmy Watch. I'm with you. I think that's going to be fairly quiet. Now the Isak Paredes hamstring, we're going to know what's going on here once the lineup comes out later on today.
Well, in the short term, at least.
Right.
You just said we're going to know what's going on here with an Astros injury.
That's fair. No, that's true. I should be a little more specific. We will at least know if there's enough of an injury to where it requires Isak Paredes to miss a game. Because you're right, they're not going to be. Now, if he goes on the injured list, then we know that we at least have a gauge on the severity of it here, and it's severe enough to take one of your two best everyday players out of the lineup for an extended period of time.
Yeah, is it just a tweak, a strain, or something like that, or is it actually something more?
When was the last? This is what I would say, because Joe Espada said last night that he that Isak Paredes said that he's ready to, he wants to go out and play tomorrow, which is now today. And when was the last hamstring injury that we had here in Houston? That was just like a tweak that lasted like 2 days or something like that.
I don't know. I think part of it is that even if it is just a tweak, you want to operate with the utmost caution.
With that injury, for sure, yeah.
The re-injury is worse than the initial injury. At least it feels that way emotionally.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't play today, I'm not going to be alarmed about it. It's if he goes on the IL.
Yeah.
Even if it's just the 10-day IL, I'm going to be nervous about it because that could be anything at all. That could be they're waiting to see exactly how severe it is.
We had a few people ask, do you think Cam Smith, if Isak Paredes is out, do you think they slide Cam Smith over to third base? And I haven't thought enough through what the moving parts are for that, because obviously that vacates right field. But maybe you get another bat. It may turn into a triage situation, Seth, where you're just trying to get your nine best bats out there.
That's true. I mean, he can play third base. Yeah. I know the scouting report on him, and based on what he did in the minors and everything, was more it's bullishness about his offense.
Yeah.
He wasn't a great. He doesn't project to be like Alex Bregman at third base or anything like that. And a lot of people wondered whether eventually he'd be moving to the outfield anyway. So. From a long-term perspective, I have no need or desire to see him at third base. I also don't think he's certainly not your best defensive option at third base right now.
No.
So this might be a Dubon situation or something thereof. And I just don't, for his individual development, I'd like them just to be able to stay parked out there and not introduce more moving parts into it.
We got a few people on the text page asking for Bryce Matthews to get that call up,
Matthews is like, there's a lot about Bryce Matthews that feels like the old school quadruple A baseball player the Astros have had. They do such a great job developing guys up to the tippy top of what they can be. But you're just, I don't know.
If they call him up, boy, the lineup, if they call him up, you could have a lineup with Jacob Melton in there and Shea Whitcomb in there. DiCenzo is still on the injured list. But then you got Bryce Matthews, and you got this rotation now, which is half of its guys who have been spending time in Sugarland this year. Again, I said it earlier this week. I give Joe Espada a lot of credit. I feel like there has been just as much thrown at, if not more, especially if Paredes winds up missing some time here. I feel like there's been more thrown at Joe Espada this year than there may have even been last year, when you take into account the fact that, the pitching injuries almost even out. You know, they had two Tommy Johns this year. They had a couple last year. There were injuries on the staff. Spencer Arrighetti getting knocked out is a huge piece. Yordan Alvarez has been out for half a year, and when he was in there, he wasn't all that good to begin with. So I almost feel like Joe Espada last year had a lot thrown at him, and it was reflected in the team's record. They were 12-24 to start the year, and it took them until midway through the season to get to where they are now, which is in first place. This year, he's had as much, if not more, thrown at him as a manager, and he's got them 8 games over .500 and 4.5 games up in the division. That deserves a thumbs up right there.
Bryce Matthews obviously makes the most sense, and just partly that other than catchers, their top 25, they've only got like two or three guys in their top 25 prospects who are infielders other than catchers.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Bryce Matthews is at the top, obviously. Yep. So, yeah, we might just see some Bryce Matthews. We're not in the conversation about what are you excited to see right now. It's right. Okay, what can you do? And Bryce Matthews makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. So we get the weekend against the Twins here. We get a little Colton Gordon, we get a little Hunter Brown, and we get a little Brandon Walter. So two of the spot starter part-time guys who both had really good outings last time out. I mean, they were both excellent last time out, last weekend. That's who we get this with. Them sandwiched around Hunter Brown this weekend.
Yeah, and it goes back to what we've been accustomed to so far this year. It's, all right, can you get 5 innings out of one of these guys? Six would be a revelation, and then let your bullpen go to work.
Dude, when Brandon Walter gave you 6 the other night, it felt like he pitched a complete game. It was awesome.
It is weird sometimes when you only see 3 relievers come into an Astros game.
That's right. Payne and Pendergast with you. The Bucks gave the Knicks permission to talk to Doc Rivers about their coaching vacancy, and the Knicks declined. LMAO. Not a true story, but a very, very funny text, I will say. And I would say the third watch that we're on right now is probably just more smoke on Kevin Durant here in Houston. You know, if there's any, any rumors, or if we get a little Shams action or a little Kelly Eco article or something like that, that gives us at least some idea of which way the wind is blowing on the Kevin Durant situation.
Yeah, we are swimming in a pond of uncertainty around a lot of just hazy, impossible to know or understand situations. With the Astros, so much of it is injury related.
Yep.
Spencer Arrighetti, Lance McCullers, I would still classify as kind of an injury situation because we don't know exactly what Lance McCullers is going to be this year.
Yep.
Obviously Yordan. Yeah. There's just a lot of injuries could tip the scales to the extreme left or right with the Astros.
Yeah, we've got to know. What's the latest? The latest on Yordan? Has he picked up a bat yet? The last I'd seen, Chaz, DiCenzo, and Yordan weren't swinging bats yet. The last report I'd seen.
Seems to be. I've long said that swinging a bat is a very important factor in coming back from,
especially
to baseball. Yes,
for a designated hitter, I would
say.
That's going to be a key. It's going to be a big key.
A lot of people said I was an idiot for that, but like, no, the actual ability to hold and swing a baseball.
That's a good
bat.
Take
it's
by
a big
you.
Deal.
That's a huge deal and a good take by you. So we got it's. This is a push notification weekend. You got to keep the push notifications on this weekend. There's a ton to follow here. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. The guys on In the Loop are coming in here shortly and getting set up, and they have a question of the day. I know that. So Reggie Atatula is here. John Lopez is somewhere in the.
What if I just disappointed you and was like, actually, no question of the day today? That'd be really. Sad
I would be
now,
shocked because I think it's a great gimmick. I think
thanks,
that is.
Man.
Yeah, I think it's real. I love the question of the day.
I wouldn't know how to live my life.
Certainly wouldn't know what to do at 10:40.
Yeah,
my foundations would be rattled or
big
destroyed.
Time.
Yes,
I would hate to do that to you.
Big time, big
gimmick,
time.
Negative connotation, right? Like just generally.
No,
I didn't take it that
no,
way.
Not
but
for
like
a wrestling
generally.
Fan, a wrestling fan, a gimmick is a good that's point. A positive thing. It's a gimmick is really just it's not a positive or a negative. It's just a thing. It's
mm-hmm.
a,
no,
you
know,
that is true. You know, Reginald, when earlier we were Andy Reid gave a compliment to sports radio host Angelo Cataldi and said that he admires his shtick.
Shtick. Now that.
And shtick is one that's I don't know. That's not always a compliment when you talk about somebody's shtick. That's kind of a phony thing.
It's definitely, shtick is definitely negative.
Once you get into the Yiddish, we start like. Just give me your spiel. Like, yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I know where you're at
spiel.
Now.
And in sales, that was a slap in the face. All right, go ahead. Let's hear your spiel.
Let's hear your spiel.
It's a sales pitch. It's not a spiel.
I don't have a spiel. My spiel is I'm going to listen to you and find out what you're,
They've done a good job of disguising the spiel. Yes. Yep. All right, so what is the question of the day, my friend?
All right, the question of the day, inspired by the news that Tom Brady is going to get a statue himself.
Oh, August the 8th. It goes up outside Gillette Stadium.
That's right, that's right. We'll see just how handsome it is because that's always a fun thing.
Does it look like him?
If statue makers can actually capture the essence of the person or if it just looks vaguely like they were AI generated.
I thought I saw the video. They've started on it, right?
I actually had not seen that.
Okay, I thought I saw a video where I could see them kind of smoothing edges. It could have been some other statue, but it was definitely a video on the tweet about Brady getting a statue. What should Brady be doing in his statue? Well, that's not the question of the day. No, it's not. It's not. But as long as we're talking, and you're right, I didn't get to the question of the day.
It's fine. We got time.
Yeah.
Who deserves a statue? Not necessarily sports.
That's the question of the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Houston.
In Houston, who deserves a statue?
Yeah.
Period. Not necessarily sports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd say the Breakfast Club owners.
Turkey leg hut?
Wait, turkey leg hut or breakfast club?
Turkey leg.
No, because Breakfast Club is still
a thriving business with actual lines around the corner.
Kind of inspired by the turkey leg hut.
And I was wondering if you were just like, I want to hold up an upstanding establishment in Houston, or if you're like, I want to talk about drama.
Hey, man, I'm here for a Rusty Harden trophy or a statue for Rusty Harden here in town, just based on what he's meant to our show from back in the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll put a statue outside in the hallway of Rusty Harden. How do you like that? Who are some Houston? Well, everybody's wanted the statue of Andre Johnson beating the piss out of Cortland Finnegan.
Mm-hmm. It's a must.
That has to happen.
The secondary question I think that comes with this, though, because I feel like not every statue is for every place.
Yeah.
There's some people that transcend and they're just like, you can put it on any place of the city and it works contextually. But some guys are largely contextual. I do wonder, where do you put the Andre Johnson beating the mess out of Cortland Finnegan statue? Even if you say NRG Park, where in NRG Park?
I would put it right out there. You know what? I would replace his bobblehead out there with the statue.
Okay.
Yeah, I would put it right out there. I would put the statue of Andre Johnson right as people are walking in, man. Get them hyped up. Remind them right there walking in through Bud Light Plaza.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the idea of putting it, of course, it's not for the public in this instance, but putting it in a loading dock, you know what I mean? When the bus comes in and they're like, hey, get off the bus. Like, the intimidation of getting off the bus with the big
bats.
And it's reverse in this way.
It's reverse. You're getting off the bus and intimidated by the first thing you see in the bowels of NRG Stadium.
That's right. Remember that. You know, mess around and you will find out.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y.
All right.
Yeah. I'm fearful that I might name somebody who already has an actual statue, and then I sound a little.
But then you get a second statue.
Yeah, well, but like what? I think of like Roy Hoffines, you know, like innovator, you know, Astrodome.
Bum Phillips.
I'd be cool with Bum Phillips getting a statue. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we might as a city get mocked for that because he never won a championship.
But it's about the city and what he means.
I totally get that. I'm saying outside of Houston, people might laugh at us that we're putting up a statue for a coach who lost two AFC title games. Mm-hmm. That's all.
I think for Houston, one of the, I don't know, I'm probably missing a statue here or something, but there are a bunch of astronauts that perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm sure there's a couple statues here and there, but there's probably some notable ones that still
should. Yeah, that's a good one.
Buzz Aldrin, because he always gets overlooked because he was the second man to walk on the moon.
So you want him to get a statue?
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin.
That'll make up.
Everybody talks about Neil Armstrong
all the time.
Give it to Buzz Aldrin. Throw him a bone.
Look at you.
Throw him a bone.
Okay, so a lot of cities have a place where it's known as this is quintessentially St. Louis or whatever. The arches obviously are easy to stick up for.
Yeah.
Where is the place in Houston that is the the place where you think of, that's Houston.
I think the Breakfast Club.
That's right.
The Breakfast Club. That's it. Yeah.
Is there, other than the Astrodome, is there one that I'm missing?
Like a landmark in town here?
We got like nine different metropolitan areas.
We've got that bridge with all the bats underneath it over by the bayou over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Allen Parkway. Yeah, the Wall Bridge has all the bats underneath it. That's not necessarily something you can see from a drone or anything.
I'm thinking in terms of B-roll, at NFL games. They always show Buffalo Bayou.
Yeah.
And
the Be Someone graffiti.
Oh, Be Someone.
But that's like literally, that's 45. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a rusted out bridge.
Which is appropriate, by the way.
Yes, we're gritty.
This doesn't feel right. I mean, NASA is in the Houston city limits. It's one of those weird, like, because Clear Lake is actually part of the city of Houston. So I guess that would be it.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't, geographically, it feels a little off.
I think you've stumbled on something that is also quintessentially Houston, which is it's just sprawling. Like there's we don't even really have one downtown. Like we do have one downtown, but then the gallery is kind of another downtown.
It is. And
like
medical center.
Medical center is kind of another downtown. Like it's just we don't exist in one place. We like to spread out.
Yes, yes.
What is Rome and or Houston?
That's right.
It's more of a mindset than a place.
Yeah. Oh, Mattress Mac. A lot of people texting in Mattress Mac on the
He's got to be holding money.
Yeah,
that's the inscription on the bottom.
The mattress?
Yes. The old commercials he used to do on Paul Bosch's Houston Championship Wrestling, where he's in a mattress with like his face sticking out and his hands sticking out.
You've got him in the mattress costume?
Yes. I want a statue of Mattress Mac in the mattress costume.
Beyonce?
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
In Almeida?
Definitely statue. Definitely statue worthy. Absolutely. All right, 10:40 today.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Always.
There it is. Hey, Seth, have a good weekend. Hey, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yeah.
Seth, John, Reggie someday. Yeah, absolutely.
They haven't
Figgy
proven
to
nothing.
A dog.
Yeah. Maybe now. Who knows?
I'll take that.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not, Reggie. Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
If he just called himself a deadbeat dad.
No, I just said, you don't, there's no, see, there are known knowns and there are none unknowns. And there are unknowns.
I know what I heard.
You know?
I know what I heard.
Unknown unknown.
I didn't call him anything. I just said I think Reggie'd make a great dad someday.
Thanks, man.
You got it, buddy. All right. So we are done. We're out of time. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies, and may you exist in bronze form someday.
Thank you. That would be awesome.
You deserve it, Sean.
Love me a statue.
That was my first answer. But I don't want to look
Sean
like
Pendergast.
Where's the Sean Pendergast statue go?
Lizards.
Or the pigeons.
Yeah, lizards. That's exactly where it's going.
It's not just like a standing statue. It's one of those ones that's like a statue on a bench where you could sit next to.
I'll tell you this real quick. They're redoing. I was out there earlier this week, and it's an older place. It's been there since the 70s. And they're redoing the roof and the wall like underneath the overhang there. They have a front porch there, like a deck. Mm-hmm. And I sit in the same spot every day where I do my show prep and I bring my computer. The owner was there the other day. He said, hey, when we redo this, We're putting up a plate with your name on it.
Nice.
Put a statue there.
Yeah. That's
pigeons would have a field day with the head.
Would they ever? I love that. And I'll let them. Yeah.
I love that you're a Norm character.
Do they tell people to clear that space if somebody sits in there at like 10:30 a.m. or something? Or they're like, no, that's
not that I know. I don't know, but
you're Norm.
That is a Norm thing right there.
Sean!
Yeah. They may start doing it now, Seth, since I'll have that nice nameplate up there. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe that's big. My parents told me I was going to be somebody. So. They were right. My mom was right.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. We are out of time. You're listening to Oh, by the way, Crosstalk, sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. Again and again and again. Sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. Crosstalk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.